Welcome to this weight loss hypnosis audio. Do not listen to this audio if you're driving or operating machinery. Find a comfortable position to lie down or sit down comfortably and close your eyes and just let yourself go. Just really relax and concentrate on your breathing. With your eyes closed, just let go and relax. Don't try to make it happen, just let it happen. Imagine a wave of relaxation washing over your body, like water in the shower going from your head down to your toes. And I want you to picture 10 steps going down. And as I count down backwards from 10 to 1, you can literally feel your feet moving up to step 10. You can see your feet making contact with step 9. You can hear your feet touching step 8. And now you're taking step 7 and 6 and just going deeper into an awareness of yourself. You're taking step 5. As each muscle's turned loose, let loose and go deeper and relax. You're taking step 3 and you gently, calmly, easily move on to step 2 to a deeper level of relaxation. And now you're taking step 1 and you are just going deeper and deeper and deeper into a deeper awareness of yourself. You aren't going to be asleep. This is just a sleep of the nervous system. And you're going to really like it. And you can see everything, hear everything, feel everything. And you are going to really enjoy just being completely relaxed. And even when you're not aware of it, your brilliant mind is seeing, believing, accepting every word I'm saying. And as you go deeper into a different state of awareness, you're so aware that you have a strong desire, a compelling, powerful, irresistible desire, and ability to become slimmer, to become leaner. And this desire, this motivating ability to become lean and slim, is becoming such a powerful, permanent part of you that it overrules any old negative eating habits. And instead, you are now constantly motivated to act in a completely different way. You are motivated to act in a way that causes you to shed excess weight quite easily and quite healthfully, and to become thinner and fitter and healthier for life. And as you go deeper, your subconscious mind is remembering that you were actually born with a perfect body, a perfect attitude to food. As a baby, you were so perfectly in tune with your body that you knew when to eat and you knew when to stop eating. And you have never lost this ability. And right now, you are powerfully reactivating and regenerating the ability through the power and direction of your subconscious mind. Your brilliant subconscious mind is reactivating, regenerating, and remanifesting in you that perfect attitude to food that you were born with, that still exists within you. And while your subconscious mind remembers and gives it right back to you, your conscious mind is forgetting everything it needs to forget. You're remembering everything you need to remember that allows you to maintain the weight you want and a normal relationship to food. And at the same time, your conscious mind is forgetting any old negative habits. They're simply becoming erased, eradicated, eliminated, and gone. They're in your past now. They're gone. They're all behind you at your life. Remember everything you need to remember in your subconscious mind to become and stay slim in the way you want to be. And your conscious mind forgets everything that you need to forget. Remember to eat when you're hungry. You automatically remember to eat slowly. You remember to leave food. And then you remember to forget about food for hours afterwards. In fact, You have the same attitude to eating that you had to sleeping. Remember to sleep. And when you've had enough sleep, you forget all about it. Remember to eat selectively, and then you forget all about eating, because you're becoming so perfectly in tune with your body, and you and your body are working together now as a perfect team. You respond to your body by eating healthfully nutritious food that allows you to become thinner, lighter, healthier, and you're so aware that you have an absolute right to be slim, and a drive and a commitment to be slim. And every single day you feel powerfully motivated and conditioned to eat differently. In fact, you feel so differently about food now that you see food as fuel for your body. And you only want to eat the food that your body can use. You only want to eat healthy, natural, fresh food. You love exercising. You always fit into your schedule. You are now so easily, happily and willingly to choose to be thinner. And you're loving the process. You're free from self-destructive eating habits. You're free forever from self-destructive and self-defeating eating habits. There's no room in your mind, in your body, in your life for overeating. From now on, overeating is something you used to do. It just cannot, will not, does not influence your life any longer. It is behind you. It's in the past now. It's out of your life. As you move on from one great achievement to another, and you're moving on from one phenomenal achievement to another, you're eating differently now and enjoying the process. You're becoming lighter all the time, and it's just so easy. You have so much more energy. You exercise willingly and you absolutely enjoy it. You love that feeling of feeling fitter and being able to fit into the clothes you wish. You feel a sense of accomplishment. Food could never give you that feeling you're getting from being in great shape. You take control of your life and your eating. You've decided to change your weight and shape and size. And you take action to make this happen, erasing and eliminating poor eating habits. You find yourself easily refusing the wrong food, and you're happily saying no to the kind of food that can harm your body. You love your body and want to take care of it. You treat your body with respect and choose healthy food. You eat less food automatically. You love leaving some food on your plate. Love refusing the wrong type of food if it makes you feel bad about yourself. And you feel so powerful. You feel so powerful that you can refuse a food that's no good for you. You love and respect your body. You look the way you want to look and feel happy. You welcome, you celebrate, you enjoy the good restrictions you are making. You absolutely delight in leaving food and throwing it away. I want you to see yourself in your mind right now, your ideal weight. Just feel how lean you are. You can feel the difference. There's less of you. You can hear people praising you and telling you look amazing. And you are amazing because you are doing this for yourself. You can hear people praising you, noticing all your achievements, and notice how much happier you are in your body. They respect it, that you like it. You want to do things that keep you in a healthy, attractive state. So make an image of how you want to look, and you can see it very clearly. You can see yourself leaner, lighter. You might prefer to feel that there's less of you. As you do up your jeans and your waistband, you might want to hear people telling you that you need a different size in a store, in a shop, when you go try on clothes. You can use all your senses, see yourself leaner, lighter, wearing all the clothes you've always wanted to wear, looking and feeling the way you've always wanted to look, hearing people tell you how great you look, feeling yourself wearing a smaller size, and you particularly notice that your body just feels good because you respect it, you like it. You want to do the right things for it. And as you focus on this image, seeing, feeling how good you look, as you focus on this image, using all of your senses, you're moving forwards towards this image right now, because your inner mind is picking up that your strongest desire is to reach and maintain desired shape and weight. Your strongest desire is to choose to be thinner, fitter, stronger, healthier, to welcome, to celebrate the exciting changes you are making, and you absolutely know that you are enough. Of course you are enough. You're always enough. You are more than enough. You remind yourself of this absolute truth every day, many times a day, just after you wake up, just before you go to bed, at the beginning and end of every meal you have. Remind yourself, I am enough. And as you repeat this absolute truth to yourself, you find yourself needing less food. You are enough. You have enough. And now that you know with unshakable uncertainty, you are 100% certain that you are enough. You need less food all the time. It is all so easy. You are now and forever a selective moderate eater. Those negative habits have gone forever. They are just fading, shrinking, disappearing, leaving you free to eat the way you put on the planet to eat. In a healthy, normal way, leaving you slimmer, fitter, more attractive and happier. Your inner mind, the most powerful healing force there is releasing you, freeing you from any old habits. You are moving so far, far away from overeating, you can literally feel it shrinking, disappearing, going, gone. It is out of your life forever. And you celebrate and rejoice, welcome its absence. And now you can eat differently for life. Your body's becoming a more efficient machine, using all the healthy calories that you take in to build a perfect, healthy body for you. You nourish your body with natural fruit and vegetables, with really healthy food. And you find yourself wanting and eating less. And while you're eating less, your metabolic rate is increasing through the power and direction of your inner mind. Right now, just feel and believe and imagine your metabolic rate working perfectly as it did when you were a child. When you were a little baby, you had a perfect, super efficient metabolism. And now you're regaining it right now. As your mind and body know, they know how to speed your metabolic rate. So make it work perfectly as it did when you were a newborn. And as you think about that, you're literally causing it to happen. So every thought you think creates a physical reaction. You find there's always something better to do than eat, and you're eating less and less every day, simply because food isn't as important to you now. Your mind is focused elsewhere, your pastime, your relationships, your zest for living, whatever's important to you. From this moment on, you begin to enjoy using your body to its maximum potential. And if you're a driver and enjoy driving your car, or even being driven from place to place, you now really prefer to walk. You make a determined effort to walk whenever you can, whether it's up and down stairs, to shops in town, or to visit friends. It really doesn't matter. The fact is that walking has become very important to you. You find that you can not only double but treble your walking distance. And even when it's time of essence, you so much prefer to walk. It reminds you that you really are now losing weight and feeling wonderful, losing weight and feeling great. During your walks, your mind begins to find many different things to concentrate on. Any problems that you've been experiencing during your everyday life are resolved on an unconscious level by your wonderful creative subconscious mind. And you walk as much as is possible for you, depending upon your daily circumstances and your lifestyle. You have more energy during your normal everyday activities and find yourself up and on the go as much as you can. No more sitting around doing nothing, that's not for you. And even as you begin moving around more and more, you're more aware this is the way it's meant to be, so natural to you. As a human being with legs and arms, you're meant to exercise and utilize your body to burn excess fat rather than sitting and stagnating. The benefit for you in this exercise is that you not only have more energy and more vitality, but you begin to lose weight and become slimmer and healthier, fitter, and so much more motivated to lose excess weight. And the wonderful thing is that it's so easy for you because this is the way you are meant to be. So if you will, imagine yourself now at the weight and size you want to be. See yourself slimmer, healthier, fitter, and so much more confident, knowing that you look and feel great. See what you are wearing. Don't those clothes look so good and wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to be slim and healthy? How do you feel now you're slim and healthy? Imagine the congratulations and praises that people are giving you for losing that weight. But it is nowhere near as important about how you feel about yourself right now. You're slim, you are healthy, you're your ideal weight and size for your height. You look good, feel good, you are good. This is your ideal self. So take the image of your ideal self and place it out there in your mind to remind over and over again how good it will be when you've lost the excess weight. You may find there are days you just don't like walking or don't feel like eating well. That's fine if it's just the odd day. If your body is physically fit and healthy, then you'll find that by following day, your determination and motivation will have doubled, because you'll just want to catch up, because you really can't wait to lose that excess weight. And if your body isn't physically fit and healthy, that's not such a problem. You will pace yourself. Becoming in touch with your body and knowing what it's capable of is important to you. You'll push yourself only as far as you know you can safely go, realizing perhaps that a little further will come with time. You didn't put the weight on overnight. You won't lose it overnight. When you do lose it, it will stay off at a pace comfortable to you. It'll be unconscious mind that will let you know when it's time to stop. And there is a time to stop and let go. And you're on the go so much more, eating healthier, walking, exercising more. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious mind and grow stronger every day, stronger and stronger every day by the minute. So in a moment when you're ready, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you'll be wide awake. 1, gradually coming back. 2, coming back in your own time and pace. 3, coming back. 4, coming back, refreshed, revitalized, refocused, re-energized. 5, coming back, refreshed, recharged, and revitalized.